Hello, everyone. It's Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. We are on show number 243. Today, I'm going to take you to Las Vegas, Nevada, and I have an interview with Mr. Ben Franklin. Stay tuned.
He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and thank you so much for tuning in. I am known as the Gadget Professor, and we are on show number 243. We have an interesting show for you this week. I was in Las Vegas, Nevada, 2 days this week, and I was actually interviewing people at the Exhibitor Live trade show. And what that is basically a trade show for trade show people. So if you're planning on having a booth developed, or you have a booth already, a trade show booth, and you want to enhance it, this is definitely the show that you would go to. And I saw a lot of really interesting technology, and I had done a lot of interviews. One particular person was Wayne Sullivan, and he's from People Vision, and they do just some incredible things. So I thought I would show you about a six-minute interview, and you're going to see some really, really incredible technology. Take a look at this. Hello, everyone. This is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, and I am here in Vegas right now, and this is amazing technology. I'm here with Wayne, and he is from a company called People Vision FX, and this is really extraordinary. Where do you hear this? Wayne, how are you today?
I'm good.
Tell me a little bit about Mr. Ben Franklin here.
Okay, well, what you're looking at is a three-dimensional video projection. So the video screen, instead of being flat, is sculpted in any shape. In this case, the shape of Ben Franklin's face, but it could be anybody or anything.
So there's actually a projector embedded somewhere in here. Giving you, is it a three-dimensional projector?
It is, and the images themselves are contoured to correct for the distortion you get when you project on a surface that isn't flat. In this particular case, the image is coming from behind the wall, right through the back of his head, into his face. But sometimes they're done inside the body.
It sounds a little painful, but...
That's right.
Okay, just a couple technical questions for you. I understand it's a 3D image, but where did you get the actual model of Ben Franklin?
That's sculpted by hand, vacuum formed, and we have a proprietary process for turning that into a projection surface.
So you could take any figure, correct, any person, and just you're basically building the 3D model.
That's right. So we will build a screen for that person, and we'll also then contour the video for that person.
Okay, and then the rest is pretty simple, but you create the whole entire project, if you will. You'll deliver the entire project.
That's right. We do complete turnkey projects, so that includes all of the hardware, video production, right through technical support and installation on site and training.
Now, how do you go about determining what the character should look like? In other words, with Ben Franklin, you have obviously historical references and things like that, so that's what you use for the initial characterization?
That's right. That's right. And we've done a number of historical characters. A lot of times we have to do research to find photography from various points of view. But we've done projects like recreating Margaret Hamilton as the Wicked Witch of the West for MGM Grand, and recreating Franz Kafka for a project in Prague.
And the audio is just recorded as it normally would be, and it's run through a speaker system or sound system, wherever that may be.
That's right. We have our own studio that we have set up just for doing this kind of shooting, because it's very specialized shooting. And then the audio is shot at the same time as the video.
Looks like you're having a lot of fun doing this.
We are. We have a great time.
Who's the craziest character you did, or one of the most unique?
Oh, wow. I guess maybe the most weird would probably be the project that we did in Prague for Franz Kafka. Although we did a fun project for Warner Brothers for their theme park in Germany, where we did this gigantic face of a bad guy in a magic show. And at one point, the stage rotates around, and there's this huge cave and this 10-foot-tall face that's yelling at the live actors that are on stage.
That sounds great. Tell me, how long does it take to create, typically, a project like this?
It varies quite a bit, depending on the complexity of the job, but it takes about 12 weeks in general, sometimes longer if it's very complex, and sometimes shorter if somebody's really got an urgent deadline for us to work with.
Now, do people buy these? Do they rent these? Do they lease these? How does that work?
Basically, the answer to that's yes. We do all different arrangements depending on what's best for the client. Sometimes somebody has a very short term, one time use for something, in which case it's probably better for them to rent it. Other times it's for a permanent installation, or somebody who has a lot of trade shows. A situation like that, it's usually better for them to buy it.
So the actual design, I'm assuming, is done in some type of a CAD system?
Actually, all of that stuff is proprietary and was developed even before CAD existed, or at least in terms of general usage. So we have our own processes for doing
it. Oh, that's very interesting. That's really interesting. Give me a feel, just roughly, what does something like this cost?
Well, we've done...
That's a tough question, I know.
It is, because every project is unique. Our standard answer to that question is that every project is unique. We write a proposal for every job. All of our pricing is by proposal. But we have done projects as inexpensive as $15,000, and we've done some that were as expensive as almost $500,000.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure the amount of work that goes into this, I'm sure, is quite considerable. That's very interesting. Now, if someone was interested to be involved in doing this type of technology, what would they study in school, for example? What would you recommend?
That's a really good question.
Thank you, thank you. Hey, I'm the gadget professor. I asked the good
right.
stuff.
That's right. I was actually an art student. So I started off my career as an art professor teaching drawing and sculpture, and then ended up getting a job as a creative director with an advertising agency doing video production, and so now I do three-dimensional video projection.
That's very interesting. So I always tell people, you know, if you're an artist, you want to be an artist, but you also want to get involved in computers. Today, it's a must.
Sure. And other members of the team have different backgrounds. So we have people who have engineering backgrounds, and we have people who have quite a bit, though, of creative background is really our.
Hey, hello, everyone. It's Don Bain. We're here with Wayne. We still haven't left. This guy has some incredible technology. Basically, I'm looking into a mirror right now, which is reflecting back into the camera. And as you can see up here, we have bubbles, if you will, things that I'm actually thinking. Does anybody see me? So, Wayne, why don't you tell us a little bit about this?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about this?
Okay. What this is a magic mirror, and the idea is that it reads your mind. The way it works is that there's an ultrasonic broadcaster that's there and also a receiver. So high-frequency sounds that we can't hear are bouncing off of us, going back to the mirror, telling it that there's somebody here and where they are. The thought bubbles themselves are actually like a magic eight ball, where they're just basically pre-recorded guess as to what somebody might be thinking looking into the mirror. But once in a while, you get it right, and the person says, that's exactly what I was thinking.
That's great and very innovative. Now, we have something else over here, which is really interesting. Why don't we take a walk over here, and we'll refocus. And this is a very interesting, I don't want to call it a gadget, but it's interesting technology. And you're not going to see this every day, trust me, but eventually you will probably. So, Wayne, again, why don't you tell us a little bit about what this is?
Okay. Because we do three-dimensional projections and people know us for that, they often ask about holograms. So this is a holographic image which is created by sort of lifting a picture off the page and putting it into three-dimensional holographic space. It could be used for a brochure or a magazine, the way we're showing it here, or really for any object. We could have the ability to take a static object and animate it and make things happen on it, around it, above it.
So you're basically broadcasting, if you will, reading a piece of copy or photograph.
That's right, and then turning it into a three-dimensional image.
Now, can this be, I would imagine, brought up on a larger scale for a bigger display?
It can. It can be made as large as a theater if you wanted to. So you could have actually holographic people walking around on a stage.
Have you done that?
Yes, we have.
And where would people see more of your work, more of your products?
Well, this is a great place to see us at Exhibitor Show, but also we exhibit at the International Association of Amusement Parks and Attractions, because we really got our start in the theme park business 25 years ago.
25 years ago?
Yep.
It's a long time. You've seen a lot of innovation, I'm sure, in 25 years.
We have. Almost everything we've done has been because somebody wanted something different that they've never seen before, so that's really what our job is.
Well, that's great. Well, folks, I thought I'd bring you some new, interesting technology. We are here at the Exhibitor Live Show. We really have some cool things going on. And we are here with Wayne, and he is from People Vision FX. This is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. I thought that stuff was pretty incredible. And you know what? When we were running our video camera, the lighting wasn't as good as we would have liked it, but Ben Franklin looked extraordinarily real because the lights were shining directly on his face. It looked a little washed out, but in actuality, it was far from washed out. It looked really real, and some of that stuff was just positively amazing. So the company is called People Vision. You can certainly go to their website. Actually, here it is here. And if you want to take a look at some of their projects, go to their projects page, and you will see just a ton of things. And it's really interesting technology. So thank you very much, Wayne. I certainly enjoyed that. I hope you did too. All right, well, let's get into some housekeeping. We'll make it quick. As you know, you can watch The Gadget Professor from my webpage or iTunes or anywhere there's a flat surface. Any browser will take you to The Gadget Professor Show. What you want to do is subscribe to the show notes. Just go down to important pages, click newsletter right there, and essentially you're going to put in your email address every Thursday evening as soon as the show is posted in your inbox for absolutely free. You will get all the show notes, and essentially that's just a hot link of everything we discussed in the show. We do have a Facebook page. We'd love everybody to like us on the Facebook page, and actually I have a couple clips from the Exhibitor Live show that I just put up. Actually, yesterday I'll have a few more up in the next day or two, so that should be fun. And I will tell you that I will answer all your email if you send me an email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That would be thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. If you want to follow us on Twitter, that's real simple to do. It would be @gadgetprofessor. So that takes care of our housekeeping. Let's get into some bizarre news, and this is really bizarre. The IRS is using a system that was hacked to protect victims of a hack, and that was just hacked. So here's the article. You can read it. It ain't easy being an American taxpayer, that's for sure. The U.S. Internal Revenue Service last week said that the number of records lost in the 2015 data breach was higher than previously thought. That's the standard jargon for everybody who's been hacked. Going back, 5 or 6 years ago, TJ Maxx was hacked, so on and so forth, and they never thought it was as many as they were. They probably knew, but they never wanted to admit it. In any event, someone broke in and stole tax transcripts for about 100,000 people were affected. They bumped that number up to 334,000 in August, and now they say the actual number is 725,000. Truth of the matter is, that's 750,000 people-ish. It's probably closer to 1 million. We'll never know, but that's not the end of the story. It actually gets worse. To protect the victims of this data breach from further harm, the IRS provided them with IPP, Identity Protection Pins. The pins are secret codes that those taxpayers now have to put on all of their tax returns, or the IRS won't accept them. As long as they keep their PIN secret, they should be safe from fraud. For this master plan to work, though, the IRS would also have to keep its PIN secret. Unfortunately, it seems that the agency is having trouble doing that because someone just found out, actually yesterday or the day before yesterday, that at least one of the PINs have been compromised, and that ain't too good. So, once again, your information is out there. It's being hacked. Even the government can't keep it safe. Talking about the government keeping things safe, I think they finally realized that everything is hackable and everything is vulnerable. So what they're going to do, and I actually think this is a smart move, is the U.S. military invites pre-approved experts to hack the Pentagon. Folks, I don't make this stuff up. The article will be in the show notes. But the Pentagon on Wednesday invited outside hackers. Now listen to this carefully. The Pentagon has invited outside hackers who have been vetted to test the cybersecurity of some of the public U.S. Defense Department websites as part of a pilot project next month. This is the first program ever by the federal government. So if you think you're a good hacker, if you know you're a good hacker, you want to be contacting the Pentagon, I kid you not, and you want to be vetted so they make sure that you're authorized to hack, and they're going to let you see if you can hack your way in to their system. Kind of a cool idea. I wonder how much we'll find out about it in terms of general public information. Should be pretty interesting, but it's not a bad idea. All right, let's get into some software today. This is a cool site. Anybody can dial this up. It's called StumbleUpon. Some of you may have used it. Some of you may wonder what it is, but essentially it's going to allow you to fine-tune your browsing, and it sends you emails on whatever your interests are. And if you look at their sign-up page, which is totally free, you put your email and your username in, and boom, you're going to get everything from science to self-improvement to software, space exploration, books, Pretty much anything you could think of will be on here, and it's real simple to do. So if you like software, you're just going to check that, space exploration, so on and so forth, and then it will send you new things as soon as they hit the internet. It will tell you what's going on. So it's a very nice user-friendly page, and give StumbleUpon a try. I think you're going to like it. I use it. I enjoy it. Now, here's a piece of software everybody can use, whether you know it or not. Most everybody is using Skype today, and if you ever wanted to record one of those Skype calls, well, now you can, and this is a free piece of software, free video call recorder for Skype. This only works on Windows, as far as I know, but it's the first free Skype video caller recorder in the world, and it has no limitations whatsoever. So you can actually have your choice of what it is that you want to record. You can record a picture-in-picture. This program records audio and video on all sides of the conversation. You can record only one side, the other side of the video conference, or all sides of the audio. And it has a lot of other unique functionality, if you will. It's totally free. So all you got to do is download it, and I will have the link in the show notes. And you'll want to give that a try. I'm squinting down because I moved my camera a little bit, and it's kind of over the tabs, but I can see now. I keep getting requests for this. This will probably be the last time I'll cover this. I think this is the second or third, and maybe it's the third time. People, for some reason, keep emailing me and saying, what was that program that makes everything I do confidential? Well, it's called CyberGhost, and it's a VPN, virtual personal network, virtual private network, excuse me, and the internet is now safer than yesterday thanks to our new features. So this will block ads, it will keep out malicious websites, and it will block out pretty much almost all of the attempts to penetrate what you're doing, to track what you're doing. So you might want to check this out. It is free. They do have a paid version. Obviously, if you pay, you'll get better service. What kind of better service? You're going to get faster upload and download speeds without question. So you can see they're right up front about it. CyberGhost has a completely free available for Windows, the Mac, and the Android for $5.83 a month. Billed annually, you can speed yourself up about five times faster compared to the free service. And there's no ads with the paid service, where there are ads with the free service, and then you have a premium plus, which will let you run up to five devices. So if you're interested in keeping things as private as you can, this might be a good alternative to you. You might want to try the free site if you find you like that, but it's too slow. You may want to spring for the $5.83 a month, which is billed annually. Now, here's another piece of software that I think it's a good idea to have. There's a bunch of these floating around. I always like NerSoft. They make a lot of wonderful free programs, and they're pretty robust. This particular one is called Wireless Network Watcher 1.95, and this is a small utility that scans your wireless network and displays a list of all computers and devices that are currently connected to your network. For every computer or device that is connected to your network, the following information is displayed. You're going to get the IP address, which you should know anyway, and you're going to get the MAC address. What's the MAC address? Well, every single device that connects to the internet has its own unique MAC address. So if you have 10 computers, each one has its own unique MAC address. It's just like a fingerprint. It's your own unique identification. And that's what can get you into big trouble if someone is tracking you, or if you're doing something you shouldn't be doing. The authorities or whoever can easily get your MAC address. In any event, this will tell you who is on your wireless network and who is not, what devices are connected and what devices are not. And if something comes in, it will alert you. And if you don't know who Sam Cook is, but you think the Cooks live next door, they're probably using your internet. So this might be a good piece of software to have. It works on the Mac, the OS, and I think it works on Linux too if anybody's using that. There's also another program made by SoftPerfect. It's called Wi-Fi Guard. Now, for some reason, the Wi-Fi Guard, again, it's very similar to the NerSoft product. Again, this is totally free for Windows. However, if you want the Mac version, they do have a Mac version. Unfortunately, you're going to have to pay for the Mac version. That costs, I think, $10 or $9-something, but it's worth it because they work well, and I always like to know who or who not is on my network. And then we have the gadget of the day, which is kind of a kind of a rinky-dinky, but it's a cool gadget. This is a USB light, and this is kind of a neat one because it plugs directly into a USB port on your computer, your laptop, your desktop, or any of the power packs that you may have to charge whatever device it is you're having. Basically, it's a light bulb. It's an LED light bulb, which means it takes virtually no energy. It has a little plastic hook clip that you can hook the light on, and it's very light, but this one has a switch on it, and it works real well. I'm going to show you how well it works. That throws off a heck of a lot of light. So if you are going camping or you're on a train, this might even annoy someone if you're on the train. But these work real well. They're LED lights. They take very little current, and they'll plug into any USB port. Doesn't matter whether you're using a Mac, a PC, a Chromebook. It just doesn't matter. Again, this one is nice because it has a little switch on it. Some of them don't. It's the exact same thing, except they don't have a switch. A lot of companies make these. This one sells for $4.66 on a company called T-Mart. If you Google USB lights, you'll find all sorts of configurations. This is kind of neat if you have a child and they like to read at night or they want a light in the room. This is kind of cool for them, and it's plastic. It's not glass. So if they drop it, they're probably not going to break it. And even if they do, it's an LED bulb. Nothing's going to happen to them. So that's the simple, easy gadget of the day. I thought you'd enjoy the interview. I know I enjoyed conducting it. And I will see everybody next Thursday evening. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.